Welcome to the weekend in this edition of the Florida Roundtable. Summer's upon us, and you're likely looking forward to a nice vacation with the family. I'm Bill Mick, and today we're going to look at vacations, planning, and travel. They can be a bit of a hassle, especially if all the planning's up to you. What if we take most of that out of your hands and give you a look at a vacation where the destination, the travel, the meals, and entertainment are all taken care of? Joining me this week, Larry Jackson of Cruise Holidays Vieira. The vacation we're talking is cruising. With several ports around Florida, there's a vacation waiting within a short distance of your home. Personally, I love taking a cruise. Find immense value for your dollar and a fantastic trip every time. That's what we look at today on the Florida Roundtable from the Florida News Network. Larry Jackson, when we come back.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-273-1623. 800-273-1623. 800-273-1623. That's 800-273-1623.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Glad you're with us on the Florida Roundtable. I'm Bill Mick. You can catch up with me and podcast of the Roundtable at BillMick.com. You'll find those podcast links at the top of the page. This week, we're talking cruising from various Florida ports and maybe some unique aspects to all of this. My guest, Larry Jackson from Cruise Holidays Vieira. Larry, it's been a while, but I'm glad we're sitting down to talk this.
Oh, it's great to be back, Bill. Good to see you.
Let's talk about your background. Let people know who Larry Jackson is and what made you the expert on all this cruising stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what made me the expert, but...
Good work is what it is.
Okay. Real quickly, I was born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia. Went to school in Macon, Georgia at Mercer University. Avoided the draft by becoming an Air Force pilot, and I did that for 11 years, flew C-141s and C-130s, and that took me to Hawaii.
I've got some experience on both of those.
I know you
I'm
do.
In the back end. I was loading them, but that's okay.
What I was about to, you were back there loading them.
Yeah.
And I actually, one of my better missions was we evacuated Saigon the day it fell, and that was kind
Did
of,
you really?
Yeah, that was kind of interesting. And
we'll have to do another show about that.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. It was like kind of like what we saw in Afghanistan, but not quite as hectic.
And right.
I didn't take off with anybody hanging on my airplane, but got to Hawaii and left the Air Force, joined a large brokerage firm as a manager. Did that for about 20 years and then moved back to the mainland to Melbourne. Parted ways with my company, and looking around, and someone told me if I wasn't ready to retire, so they said, you know, whatever you do, have a passion for it. And I've always loved traveling in my Air Force days. And,
sure.
And you got to travel a lot in your Air Force days.
Right.
And so we bought a franchise called Cruise Holidays. And my wife, Linda, and I started 22 years ago. Knew nothing about it. And just kind of taught ourselves by the seat of our pants. And here we are About 145 cruises later, because we have a belief that we need to be out there seeing what's going on before we recommend it to our clients.
It's a cool belief to have when you're in the business. That's not bad. But you also started in radio when you were in Hawaii.
Yes, I was doing radio in Hawaii on a talk show on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, which absolutely nobody ever heard. And before that, in high school, I did television up in Atlanta.
Okay.
We had some programs up there, so been around.
And then you got in the cruise business. You started radio here. You used to host a show on my home station called Just Cruising,
right.
And that's where you and I got acquainted,
right.
And we've done several cruises together, and it's amazing. But I tell you what, having the advice of somebody who's in the business can make a big difference for people, can it?
Yeah, I can tell all kinds of disaster stories of people who didn't know what they were doing when they were booking.
Which would be me.
And I'll tell you, one benefit of COVID for our industry was it brought people back to travel advisors, because they found out when things don't go right, it's really nice to have somebody in your court.
It's funny you mention that, because the next thing on my list to talk to you about was COVID tried to kill the cruise industry, yeah. And it was horrible for what, a couple of years, right?
Yeah, basically about 16 and a half months, we didn't depart a port anywhere in the United States. And it's really tough. We were a nonprofit organization. We hadn't intended to be one, but for that 16 and a half months, there was no income.
Wow.
And we spent the whole time processing refunds and getting future cruise credits for our clients who had to cancel cruises.
So you had to be in business regardless of whether you had any business going on.
Yeah, there were days when we were spending 8.5, 9 hours on hold for one cruise line to talk about one particular case.
So, just about a minute left here. What did the industry do to rebound when COVID came to a close?
Well, we went to the CDC. We said, what do you guys want? And they laid down a 25-page document, very onerous. We said, okay, it doesn't look necessary to us, but we'll do it. And they said, okay, if you do it, you can go back to cruising.
So a lot of measures went in play early.
Yes.
Test cruises and the like.
Yeah, and we could do a whole show on that, but we bit the bullet. We went out to the markets. We got the money. I'm talking about the cruise lines to build new ships and stay afloat, and here we are. We're doing well.
They almost didn't survive this, did they?
It was very close. And when you look at the amount of debt that they had to take on just to keep the operations going, it was just incredible. The hoops we had to jump through, it was very, very difficult.
But there's been a big resurgence and a lot of innovation coming into the industry now.
Exactly. And we're back to pre-COVID levels at this point.
That's good to hear. And we're going to talk at your best vacation ever this weekend on the Roundtable.
Did you and your family lose Florida Medicaid and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Hello, I'm Hector Elizondo, Emmy Award-winning actor, and I want to talk to you about getting older. My body hurts, my joints ache, and sometimes I forget.
I forget that doing all your own scenes for a movie isn't always the best decision, especially when you're galloping side saddle down a countryside road on a horse named Archibello, who seems to have only one speed, high. And pulling on his reins only seems to encourage him to go even faster. So, of course, my body hurts and my joints ache, but it's not because of my age. It's because I'm living my life. Oh, Archibello!
Don't let life pass you by. Take care of your brain health. It may just help you stay on top of your game.
As soon as this scene wraps, I'm going to kiss the ground, thank Archibello for his outstanding performance, feed him a carrot, and visit brainhealth.gov.
Find out how you can make the most of your brain as you age at brainhealth.gov.
Welcome back to the Florida Roundtable. Bill Mick with Larry Jackson of Cruise Holidays Vieira. Talking about your best vacation. I'm telling you what, all-inclusive vacations. I enjoy cruising, Larry. As you know, we've been together several times. But the industry took a hit with COVID. Right. And we were saying, as we paused there for a moment, it's bounced back and is really strong as ever, maybe stronger.
I think there's a couple of reasons, Bill. There was a lot of pent-up demand from people who couldn't travel during those couple of years with COVID.
We were stir crazy, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a factor. A lot of people had future cruise credits from their canceled cruises, so that was going on. And people decided they wanted to stay closer to home. I think being out on a farm with something hanging out there, bird flu, COVID, whatever it is, those all made a big difference to the cruise industry.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. Let's talk real quickly about the different port locations for departing Florida on a cruise vacation. And you've got multiple options here.
Yeah, we're really lucky in Florida. We are the best location in the world. We have five cruise ports. I can't even think of how many ships we have, but all of every Floridian, I think, is within about 200-mile driving distance of a major cruise port. Mm-hmm. So just to go over the ones we have, our major ones are Jacksonville, really not major because it only has one ship up there, Port Canaveral, the second busiest port in the world, then over to Tampa, a rapidly growing market over there, down to Fort Lauderdale, and then Miami, the world's largest and busiest cruise port.
Absolutely. You mentioned Jacksonville. A lot of cargo there, not as much passenger cruising.
Yeah, exactly. Passenger cruising just has not taken off up there, and I think Port Canaveral kind of sucks all the air out of their business up there.
Living nearby, I kind of hate that. No, not at all.
Well, as you know from my radio show, I am the world's biggest fan of Port Canaveral because
yes, you are.
I have been probably to 100 different cruise ports throughout the world, and it is absolutely the best. Even with our parking situation, which is being rectified, it's still the best port in the world.
Yeah, I've got a parking story I could tell you one day. But my sister, just a weekend or so ago, was having some difficulty.
Yeah, and we're really working hard on that.
Well, they're just so busy, and they're building new parking facilities. They're building new
a new terminal
for new ships coming in. So that is busy. It's good to see. Let's talk about the options with the cruise lines. You mentioned that there are so many ships here, but are there differences in the cruise line that you choose and the kind of entertainment you're looking for?
Yeah, I think, Bill, what's happening in the cruise industry, we're kind of evolving into two different markets. Actually, and within those two markets are two more markets. And as far as Florida is concerned, the two big markets we have are the drive market and the fly market. And I characterize the drive market as folks that live in Augusta, Georgia, pile the kids in a car down to Port Canaveral in 8 hours, go out on a 7-day cruise, maybe come back and spend 3 days at Disney, and then go drive back up. And so they're looking for a large ship with a lot of entertainment to take care of the kids. And that I think that's one segment. The second segment is the fly market. And those are the people, that's where Fort Lauderdale and Miami get most of their passengers, because Fort Lauderdale is like 5 minutes from the airport. You can actually sit on your balcony of the cruise ship and see the airplanes landing.
Okay.
Miami's only about 20 or 25 minutes, and you have major lift going in, whereas we're 45 minutes from Orlando here in Port Canaveral. Tampa has a good airport, but they just don't have a lot of lift. So we have the drive market and the fly market, and Port Canaveral is definitely the epitome of the drive market.
Yeah, and of course we've got Brightline trains coming through that Port Canaveral area now.
Yeah.
They're talking building a terminal in Cocoa,
right,
which would be a hub for folks coming to Brevard County for either the port or the Space Center, maybe both, combining those vacations, getting to Disney. It's going to make that a little bit easier as well.
And with an aquarium, too. And,
the zoo's going to build one of those in Brevard County.
So all of those things are revolving around. The other segment of the market that we're kind of looking at, and that's when it comes to cruise ships, and that market is splitting off, too. And it's between what we're calling theme park cruising, where the cruise lines are putting on slides, all kinds of entertainment, ice skating rinks, rock climbing walls, roller coasters, bumper cars, those kinds of things.
That's a lot to go onto a ship, isn't it?
You would believe the new ship we're getting, the Utopia, that's coming into Port Canaveral in a few weeks. It looks like they took their private island, Coco Cay, and put it on a ship. So it's really going to be quite an engineering masterpiece. So we have what I call the theme park market. And then the other market that is emerging is the luxury market. And those are basically folks more of our age who are not into 14-story water slides. They're looking for the cruise experience they had maybe 25 years ago on Holland America, Princess Cunard, back when we had formal nights. It was
dinner, dancing, a show, that type of thing.
Exactly. It was a more luxury type thing. Mm-hmm. And so they're gravitating toward that market and the cruise lines such as Silver Sea, Regent, even Celebrity Cruise Line. So that's another market that's emerging.
I saw a story recently that Royal Caribbean is changing a dining or adding a dining experience where it's going to be an interactive thing between the cruisers and the staff. You enter what appears to be a Wild West train car that gets robbed along the way.
Yeah.
So it's a play going on around you while you're having dinner. It got my attention. I think that would be interesting.
Yeah, isn't that cool? And then, of course, Disney has all kinds of dining options. They have one that's interactive where the kids actually talk to Nemo, while they're having dinner. Uh-huh. Or Crush, when he comes out, finding Nemo. There's all kinds of wonderful experiences going on cruises.
I bet there are. They also do special interest type cruises. The rock and roll cruise, the Star Trek cruise, whatever it may be. And there's a lot of that going on around Florida as well, isn't there?
Oh, that's huge. And Florida is the epicenter of those from country western to specific. I mean, you can do Eagles. You can do, not them, but, what do they call that? Where they do the album?
Cover bands?
Cover bands. Uh-huh. Yeah, they do cover bands.
Well, and then some of the actual bands and artists will go.
They're actual bands.
I know Styx has gone on a cruise. Right. You see the Star Trek cruise every now and then.
The ones that are still alive. And then, you have theme cruises, blues, soul, R&B, all of those are happening. There's a couple of nude cruises, but we won't talk about those. So.
Well, we might have some audience interested in that. Probably not going with
those.
Me and you, though, right?
No, we don't do those.
Exactly right. And there are even some business cruises that get going, right, where a business will bring people on a cruise to either recruit them, train them, or promote what they're doing.
Yeah, that's we did a few years ago. We did a knit and stitch cruise where we had 178 knitters from all over the world, and we actually created a knitting work or a store in their conference center. We had knitters and sewing machines and things all over the world. So crafts and those kind of. There's a Harley.
Did
Davidson.
You have an area on deck where the husband said, "Get off my yard"?
I had no husbands. It was amazing. 178 single ladies are by themselves. There's a Harley Davidson cruise where they bring the motorcycles. They download them at each port of call, and everybody goes off. They ride, and they come back. There's a Corvette cruise where folks bring Corvettes on board and display
them.
So
if you've got a specialty, and I guess this is something you do with your folks at your agency, is if you've got a specialty, whatever it may be, you can create a cruise for that.
Right.
So it could be a business thing. It could be a civic organization thing, whatever it might be.
But more importantly, it's the family cruising. And that's another big emerging trend that we're seeing in cruising, multi-generational cruising, where the grandparents are taking the kids and the grandchildren. They're going on these big theme parks, cruise ships. Everybody's having a wonderful time, and they get back together at dinner because grandma insists everybody back at dinner so I can have some FaceTime with the kids.
Uh-huh.
That's very, very popular going on right now.
Interesting you bring that up, because not this past New Year, but the one before, myself, my youngest and his family, his wife and kids, my sister and her family went on a cruise over New Year's. Mm-hmm. And combining holidays and cruising can be a little tough. On the other hand, it was a great cruise. It was a great trip. And my brother-in-law and I spent New Year's Eve watching the college football playoffs because the TV reception is much better than it used to be on those cruises. You're getting live sports, whatever it is you're looking for while you're there. And we had an amazing time. And it was just a short cruise. It was one of those leave on Friday, back on Monday deals over the New Year. And it was great.
If you want to see something really magical, take a Disney Christmas cruise with the whole family.
I can imagine.
I mean, the eyes light up. It's just, and the ship is decorated. It's just phenomenal.
Well, my sister, and they've done their share of cruising, and especially when the kids were younger, both of her kids, one of them's out of college, the other one's got 2 years left. But when they were smaller, they would take those Disney cruises. And they said that the Disney cruises for families with kids, absolutely worth the extra money that you pay for it, because the entertainment value is so great for the whole family.
Well, Travel and Leisure Magazine, which is one of the highest, and these are people that go on luxury cruises, rates the Disney Wish as the highest rated ship in the world. Not just family cruising or Caribbean, it's the highest rated ship in the world.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And again, things that you can do from here in Florida.
That's right.
Do you suggest specific cruise lines for specific types of cruising?
Absolutely.
One more catered to a younger adult crowd, others catered to families, that type of thing?
Absolutely. What we do if you call us and you've never had a relationship with us, we ask you a lot of questions about what you've done in the past, what cruises you've done, even if you've never cruised, what kind of vacations you've taken. And then we kind of know the tenor and the ambiance of the different cruise lines, and we match you up. There's nothing worse than a 70-year-old couple on a 3-day basically booze cruise out of Miami. I mean, they're going to have a very miserable time.
That would not be conducive to a good time. That's true. As folks come to you and they start looking for a cruise, what kind of things are you asking them? You're saying, what things have you done? What are you interested in? What are you looking for a family to tell you?
Well, I like to know where they vacationed last, what kind of hotel they stayed in. That gives me an idea. Do you like
are you going to be on deck 2 or deck 12?
Well, no. I just flew back from Monte Carlo, where we stayed in the Ritz-Carlton for 2 weeks. You know,
right.
That's telling me one thing. If we went up to Dollyland and we stayed at Motel 6, that's going to tell me another thing about your likes. And the most important thing in planning a cruise is the budget, what you're willing to spend. And I will warn your listeners that if you have not looked at cruising in the last 3 or 4 years or post-COVID, our pricing has gone very high because of our demand. And the higher the demand, cruise pricing is all based on supply and demand. So, and that dictates the time of year, which is another important thing when we ask people, when do you want to cruise? Because the pricing changes dramatically here in Florida depending on the time of year.
What time of year is more expensive for folks?
The most expensive time is whenever the kids are out of school, and especially spring break, the March-April time frame. And one thing to remember, and if you're cruising in Florida, is that people are coming here for spring break from all over the country, and that can go from the 1st of March to the end of April. So spring break is not just in your local community.
Right.
It's all over the country. So June, July, it starts to get less expensive into August, post-September. But we're into hurricane season, so that's another reason that pricing drops during that time frame. And that lasts us all the way through the holidays. Then post-New Year's Eve up until spring break is the next least expensive time to cruise.
We're talking your favorite vacation this weekend on the Florida Roundtable. Glad to have you along with us on the Florida News Network. Larry Jackson with us, and we continue talking cruising Florida when we come back on the Florida Roundtable.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Make your garden come alive with Quality Greens Specialists. Discover Quality Greens' beautiful nursery with thousands of fruit trees, fruiting plants, flowers, herbs, and vegetables. Enjoy an explosion of color and see amazing results in your garden. Quality Green has the very best in organic-based, sustainable products to grow everything super productive, strong, and healthy. Quality Greens Specialists, 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Conveniently open 9 to 4 daily. Online at QualityGreenSpecialist.com.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. Growing up with a brother with autism, Sarah Crump witnessed firsthand how kids with disabilities felt left out by their peers. It's why at the age of 15, Sarah approached her cheerleading coach with an idea to include girls with disabilities on her school's cheer team. Well, what started out as an inclusive high school cheer team in a small town in Iowa has led to what is now known as Sparkle Effect, a thriving nonprofit with over 180 cheer teams across the United States, bringing students with and without disabilities together through cheerleading. The result? More confidence, higher grades, and better school attendance for kids with disabilities. And for those without a disability, new friends and a greater empathy. You want to learn more? Well, visit disabilitycampaign.org, where we have posted a link to the fabulous work known as The Sparkle Effect.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late, we stay informed, we invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Imagine. Imagine being denied an apartment because of your religion, or your race, or because you have children, or a disability.
It's so wrong.
Yes, but who has the power to stop this?
You do. Each of us has the power. The law is on your side. It's illegal for landlords to discriminate because of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, or familial status. If you suspect that you have experienced housing discrimination, file a complaint with HUD immediately so we can investigate it. Fair housing is your right.
Use it.
To learn more, visit hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Or call 1-800-669-9777. 1-800-669-9777. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Continuing to look at your Florida cruise vacation on the Florida Roundtable, Bill Mick with Larry Jackson from Cruise Holidays Vieira. Larry, you were talking about the expenses gone up on cruises because of the demand that's there. But yet, for the short excursion, the three-day cruise that leaves on Friday, back on Monday morning, you can still get it relatively inexpensively?
No.
Not really,
no,
huh?
It's gone right through the roof.
Has it really?
Yeah. I get people almost passing out in my office occasionally on these pricings. So.
Is that right?
Yeah. So.
See, the last time I'd gone was that New Year's cruise a couple of years ago now.
See, that's what I was telling you. I'm telling people, if you haven't looked at cruising in a while, and that's why I want you to come up with a budget to start with. So
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So when a family or individual comes to you and you're looking for a cruise, what do you need from them? What is best in their preparation? What do they need to think about?
Yeah, when you're thinking about booking a cruise, and the question I get a lot is, should I go direct to the cruise line, call their 800 number, go online, or should I call?
Those options are out there now. Everybody's got something online.
That's right. Or should I use a travel advisor? Now, obviously, I'm prejudiced that you should use a travel advisor because of the fact that it doesn't cost you a dime to use one. When I worked in the brokerage industry, I said, always find out how everybody gets paid because
sure.
That's very important. And what happens with travel agents, travel advisors, when we book a cruise with the cruise line, they pay us a commission. If you book with the cruise line and you don't involve us, you still pay that commission. The cruise line keeps it.
Sure.
So it goes to their profits. So if that's important to you, buy their stock because you're increasing their profit margin. But
okay.
If you'd rather get service, and if anything goes wrong,
and again, what you don't know can hurt you in this situation,
exactly,
right?
Yeah. Well, like a lady who shows up at a Disney cruise, she has a 6-month-old infant and three children, so there's five people in the cabin. She thought there were four because infants didn't count because they don't count on the airplane, right?
Uh-huh.
They do. She didn't get to take the Disney cruise, and she lost all her money. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, because you can only have four. The cabin she booked only had four. Infants count as a person. So that's something where a knowledge of a travel professional can help. But you're getting a great deal of service. We give you help with research on travel insurance, on mm-hmm. excursions, all of those things that if you call the cruise line, the only insurance or excursions they know is their own because they just work for that company. So we give you a broad range of being able to pick different cruise lines based upon what's your favorite destination, what do you want to do, are water sports appropriate, or is that really what you want to do, is dining a thing that's really important to you, is it someplace in the Caribbean you've never been, or have you been everywhere? And those are the kinds of questions.
Well, there's also the safety factor. In some of these ports of call, you get too far away from the port, you could end up in trouble really quickly.
Yeah, that's true. But the islands are working very hard to make sure, because that's their industry. They don't want it being damaged. So, you know, we just recently had the State Department put out warnings about the Bahamas. And I can imagine
those folks were nuts.
Yes, they were. And they worked very hard to make sure that those kinds of things didn't happen again. So,
well, and that makes sense. You mentioned excursions. Is it best to book those in advance? Used to be you'd go on a ship and you'd see what the excursions were. Yeah. Then you'd go and order it and get yourself reserved.
Yeah.
But I've heard tale of folks saying couldn't get an excursion because they were all gone.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Bill. And two factors have happened. One is our capacity has increased dramatically. We have a lot more people sailing now. Second of all, the vendors don't have the personnel that they had pre-COVID. They didn't come back. People didn't come back to work, so that they can't offer as many tours as we used to offer. We don't have as many bus drivers. We don't have as many tour guides. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it definitely. I tell people the minute you're eligible for booking excursions, go ahead and do it.
The last trip that we took, like I said, a couple of years ago over New Year's, first time I'd been on Coco Cay in quite a while, and that's Royal Caribbean's private island. Man, had that changed, upgraded. You're almost like being on the ship with the various amenities around, the food choices and everything else. The cruise lines have really worked on making this a fun vacation, whatever they're doing.
And everybody has brought up the game. Disney just added another island that's going to opening up this summer called Lookout Key. It's on Eleuthera Island. In the Bahamas, and instead of just being a whole island, they take a segment of it. So Carnival just opened a pier at their private island before they had to tender in.
Right. We've done both of those, and you'd rather not tender in, because there's some days you can't.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And almost every cruise line now has its own private island. So that's the private islands have been a really big increase. And we have cruises now that really only go to the private islands. So.
Well, and if you've been a repeat cruiser, as you and I have been on some things in the past, there were cruises that I've taken. I didn't get off the ship other than the private island.
Right.
Because there's amenities on the ship. There are things you want to do.
And there's nobody there on the days when you're
And anything you want to do is available because nobody's there. Yeah.
Yeah. I love those days.
Yeah. Those are not bad at all. What about the differences in amenities in choosing a cruise line? Are there grades, classes, if you will, the ships you want to go on? If you're going to go bare bones, you go here. If you're going to go high dollar, you're going somewhere else.
Yeah, that's a good question, Bill. And we're seeing another trend in that our cruisers are more and more demanding all-inclusive type of cruises, where they don't want to be surprised at the end of the cruise when they get that bill from the customer services desk of the drinks that they bought, the photos they took, or the excursions they took. So they want things before they leave the cruise. They want more things all included. So we have cruise lines, and it runs the gamut from cruise lines that don't include anything, but you purchase packages separately, to all the way to luxury cruise lines like Silver Sea and Regent Seven Seas. I tell people Silver Sea will pick you up at the front door in a limousine and bring you back to your door, and everything's included. You will not reach in your pocket for another dime during that whole time frame.
But you're laying a bunch of them out to get that service.
That's true. But sometimes when you compare what's included compared to when you buy it separately, and that just depends on your taste. So that's another thing we need to know from you, what your tastes are on board the ship, what you're looking for on the ship. But we have all different ways of you to go from, as you said, nothing included to everything included.
That is interesting. What about... the entertainment options, that those to me appeared to have upgraded in recent years. Like, you hate to say higher caliber talent, but I think you're getting some of that.
Oh, yeah. I have a niece who is a trained ballet dancer who was trying to get on Broadway, and she had a lot of friends in Broadway who got on Broadway but couldn't get on cruise ships because they didn't have the talent. So, yes, that's one thing. We have things like Royal Caribbean's Aqua Theater, their water show, that they have tremendously upgraded. They have, I think, 12 World Olympic divers involved in the show. They have a 15-meter diving board. They have an ice skating show with Olympic gold medalist.
I saw an ice skating show on that last cruise. I was on a couple of
them. Incredible what they could do on a postage stamp.
It's a small rink, but it was nice. It was well done.
Yeah, and those things, we're seeing Broadway plays on board our ships. The newest ship, the Icon of the Seas at Royal Caribbean, debuted down in Miami, has a Over the Rainbow, Yellow Brick Road, Alice in Wonderland type of a show that is really, really first class. Disney does, the last time I was on Disney, they do a show called Aladdin. It's a kind of a takeoff. Mm-hmm. When they came out for the curtain call, there were 42 people standing on the stage. I mean, it was a full theater production. So, yes, the entertainment is going. The comedians, the magicians, the people that they're bringing on board, greatly elevated. And one other thing is the lecturers, people that are coming on board, especially if you're going to destinations like Alaska and historical areas, those are very much upgraded too.
And again, cruises leaving here, primarily Caribbean, East and West, South America, Mexico a little bit?
Yeah, and one of the most popular cruises. Now, we have to look at what our season is here in Florida, because we have two sets of ships here in Florida. We have our home-ported ships that stay here year-round, mm-hmm. and then we have our seasonal ships that only come here when they're not going someplace else, which is, so Alaska is our season from May to September. A lot of our ships are up there, but then they come back through the canal and stay here in Florida for the wintertime. Same thing with Europe. They'll go over around April, and they'll come back to Florida in November. So that's, again, why we have a great pricing in January through March, because we have all these ships here, so we have a lot more availability. But that allows you to take repositioning cruises out of Florida. You can take a ship. We just had one. We're having a ship coming in here in December. Celebrity is coming into Port Canaveral, and they're coming from Barcelona to Port Canaveral. So you can do these repositioning cruises. You can take canal cruises from, say, Fort Lauderdale to Los Angeles, or take them all the way up to Vancouver or all the way up to Alaska. So you've got a good variety. Not only that, but you can get to the Southern Caribbean. We can go, as you said, to Western Caribbean, Mexico, and then Eastern, where we have all of our little islands here.
That's not bad. Real quickly, has the food changed on the ships, or maybe how it's delivered?
The food, there'll be less choices these days. There'll be smaller portions. There's a lot less waste. I think the buffets have been greatly upgraded to where you can get a steak cooked, you can get stir-fried, the variety in the buffets is much, much larger than it used to, and they're not shooting for volume up there anymore. They're shooting for more quality and variety in the buffets, and the buffets are starting to rival the main dining room as far as quality of
buffet
food.
Buffet never treated me wrong on a cruise, Larry. I gotta tell you that. We'll talk some of the specifics of getting there, getting it done, but we continue on the Florida Roundtable.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651.
That's 800-398-0651.
In the U.S., motor vehicle crashes remain a leading cause of death among children. In Florida, children ages 5 and under must be properly secured in a child restraint device. Choosing the correct seat with proper installation and usage can save lives. Make your child's safety your priority. It's the law. Learn more at flhsmv.gov/child safety. That's flhsmv.gov. A message from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Bill Mick with Larry Jackson of Cruise Holidays Vieira talking the best vacation you ever take, in my estimation. That's cruising. And multiple ports in Florida for you to leave from. You've got your cruise chosen. You know where you're going. You know the amenities you want. Larry, the specifics have changed about getting to, getting on, and everything that happens both on and off of the ship. Let's go there.
Well, what we did during COVID or post-COVID, and this is part of what the CDC dictates, but it was part of what the cruise lines wanted to do. We wanted to make the embarkation process touchless. We wanted to eliminate paper. We wanted to eliminate touching key cards, touching anything. We wanted to make everything happen on your phone, and so that you could show up at the terminal. And what we did, and Royal Caribbean led the way in this, they actually created these programs, and they gave it to all the other cruise lines free of charge, which is pretty
incredible. Wow. Yeah,
you think of giving something to all your competitors that's going to speed up the process. So what we've done is you have an app, a Royal Caribbean, Celebrity, Norwegian, Disney app. You go online, you create an account, you do your sign-in process on your phone,
right,
including taking your photo that's going to go on your key card. You also fill out a questionnaire, a health questionnaire on your phone. You put in your passport information. You actually upload your passport into the app. It creates a boarding pass that you show up. And the other thing we wanted to do was eliminate the crowds in the terminal waiting to get on board the ship.
Right.
So the cruise lines, for the most part, assign a show time for you to be at the terminal. So that staggers the number of passengers we have at any one time in the terminal.
Was a very smooth process the last time I did it for those very reasons.
Now, we created one other thing, and that was the U.S. Customs Service. And this thing was
surprised me.
Yes, this was thanks to a former president of ours who says, this is ridiculous. People being treated like criminals when they come back into their own country, filling out these forms, trying to get them to lie or catch them for lying. So he said, let's eliminate that. And we created a biometric system that's based upon the retina in your eye. And as you may have experienced, when you get off the ship, walk up to a machine, the light turns green, you go out, you grab you walk out to your car, and you leave. So that's another.
How does that comply with the customs things, whether you bought something off the ship or not?
It's up to you to tell them. They're okay with it.
Okay.
So, and the same thing we're doing now, boarding the ship, you come in, you show someone your phone with your boarding pass on it, you walk up to a machine, it registers your photo, and then you go. Your key cards are up in your stateroom or the mailbox of your stateroom, so you don't have to stand there while somebody goes over and goes through 3,000 key cards to try to find yours to get you on board the ship.
That's not bad at all.
So it's an amazing process.
Now, it's always been the case that, at least in my experience over the last 15, 20 years, that cruising, once you're on the ship, was cashless.
Right.
Pretty much that process all the way through now, right?
Yeah, it is, except we're buying more and more things. People are buying beverage packages where they, they can pretty much, and it ranges from you can get a non-alcohol package to coffee only. Royal Caribbean has a Starbucks package for the ships that have Starbucks on board.
Okay.
So you can buy these things in advance, and then it's all on your key card, and all those things are, and when you go to the bar or whatever, you can buy photo packages. When you go to the photo lab to pick up your photos, it's, you just give them your key card. They see what you bought, and so the whole process is very expedited.
Tipping for the staff of the ship had changed at one point, and they were doing inclusive tips on your charge of your cruise. Is that pretty much standard now?
What we do now is we have a per person per day charge that you can prepay, or it'll be deducted from your onboard account each day. The interesting thing about this gratuity is it goes for everybody on the ship, even people that you don't see. The guy that's folding the sheets down in the laundry, the guys that are cleaning up the tables, people that you don't even come in contact with are getting a gratuity. So it's been a big boon for and a big help to these folks who work very hard and don't get paid very much money at all.
Now, folks that are taking children on a ship, there are always activities, but it appeared to me with some of the things I saw last time I was out that these kids could be basically in a kid care situation all day on that ship.
That's right.
And into the evening.
They can. And there are things like, we took our granddaughter on Disney when she was 8 years old, and when she left the play area, she was in tears because she didn't want to go back to the room, right? But they do things. Royal does this where they'll actually come down during dinner. They'll feed the children first. They'll take the children back up to one of their activities. A lot of the cruise lines now are providing, at an additional cost, babysitting. Even in the cabin, babysitters in the cabin. So the other thing that the cruise lines do for the activities for the teens and the tweens is they're ranked by age, so that the children are in a age group that's with their same age group. So
Right. They're
not in with a bunch of 16-year-olds, a bunch of 8-year-olds with 16-year-olds.
Yeah, that wouldn't work well.
And whole parts of the ship now are dedicated just to those activities.
So the kids are having a blast.
They are. We hope.
and so are the parents.
Yeah, again, that's the whole purpose, is the kids have fun and they want to come back. So that helps us with the return cruisers.
Cruising Florida style with a bit of a twist as we close the roundtable when we continue.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
School is back in session, Florida. With precious cargo on board, school buses need extra care from motorists. Florida drivers are reminded to drive carefully, obey all speed limits, and never use their phone while driving in a school zone and around school buses. Learn more at flhsmv.gov/child safety. That's flhsmv.gov/child safety. A message from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Healthcare.gov is here for you when life happens. If you lost your health coverage because of turning 26, going off Medicaid, leaving your job, or moving, you could be eligible to enroll in new coverage now. And if you need to update your coverage because of marriage or having a baby, you could also be eligible. But don't wait. There's a limited time to enroll. Check your eligibility at healthcare.gov today. Life happens. Get covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Shortness of breath, patient's confused. Temp 102.
He just had an infection. What's going on?
He's becoming septic.
Antibiotics started. Bed ready, let's move him.
Infections can lead to a deadly chain reaction in your body called sepsis. Very quickly, sepsis can cause tissue damage, organ failure, and even death. If you know the risks, can spot the symptoms, and act fast, then you can get ahead of sepsis. Learn more at cdc.gov/sepsis.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
My son had a full-blown asthma attack. It came out of nowhere.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
I had a fever and these terrible headaches.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had Zika virus. from a mosquito.
He had a reaction to cockroach allergens.
Threats to your health can come from unexpected places. Get the facts. Visit pestrole.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Wrapping up the Florida Roundtable here on the Florida News Network with Larry Jackson of Cruise Holidays Vieira, talking cruising from various ports and to various places from the state of Florida as you plan for your summer. Larry, I've seen ads for various places around the country doing river cruises.
Yeah.
I was surprised when you walked in, you were telling me, we're doing river cruises in Florida?
Yeah, we got cruises that don't leave Florida, if you can you can believe that.
We got some great places in the state, absolutely. Give me an example.
And we got places all over the United States, too. We really need to look at cruising in our own backyard. There's a cruise line out there called American Cruise Lines. They've been advertising fairly heavily lately on television. They have some ships that are called, what do they call them? They've got a special name, but they're catamarans, and they have 100 passengers. They call them coastal cats, catamarans. And they don't need to dock anywhere. They have a gangway that they put down on the front, and they have a very low draft. I think their draft is like 18 inches or something. So they can go plenty.
Even with 100 passengers on board, however much crew they have.
With suites, with buffets, with food, with entertainment, with theaters,
everything.
While
we're there, what's the amenities like on a river cruise here in Florida?
The river cruises, for the most part, all over the world, they're all-inclusive with beer and wine and spirits. Their excursions are included. They have a cruise director on board who does all of the activities. So all in.
So you still have activities. You still have entertainment.
You still have
ships?
Entertainments.
Wow.
You have all. It's really a lot of fun, and it's very relaxing because getting there and getting back is very relaxing. You don't have to worry about passports and customs and things like
That's true. And you're seeing things in your, in our home state that you wouldn't have seen otherwise.
So a couple of that they have the Great Rivers of Florida that actually leaves from Jacksonville. And it cruises to some pretty hot spots like St. Augustine, Green Cove Springs, Palatka, and Lake George.
Okay.
It's a 8-day, 7-night cruise. And those are going out in pretty February,
so
March.
So these aren't short little things. That's a week long.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of fun. There's another one called the Florida Gulf Coast and Keys. It's out of St. Petersburg. Round trip, and it's going to Marco Island. Spends 2 days in Key West, a day at sea, then Punta Gorda, back to St. Petersburg, and overnights in St. Petersburg, so you can do all the great nightlife there in St. Petersburg.
Okay, so there's some options.
There's some
out
great
there.
Taco stands there and things like that in
St.
Petersburg. And then there's another one, which I really like, called the East Coast Inland. And now this one's 15 days, 14 nights.
Wow.
It starts in Amelia Island and winds up in Baltimore, and you get to go to some really neat places like Savannah, Beaufort, Charleston, Wilmington, Kitty Hawk, Norfolk, St. Michael's, and Baltimore. So
that's a trip.
Yeah, interesting.
I did that trip jet ski, and we didn't stop at all those places.
That's right.
But that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you did that all the way to D.C., right?
We went beyond Atlantic City is where we ended up.
Oh, that's right.
So
yeah,
it was really
all
cool.
The way north
now, we were hauling skis via car, but that's another story.
Yeah.
We're about out of time, Larry. You did mention one other cruise.
Yep.
Or cruising
going to the Panama Canal.
Yes,
we have a great cruise that goes out of Fort Lauderdale. It's called a partial Panama Canal. What you do is you cruise over to Colon, Panama, and you cruise through the locks into the Panama Canal, into Gatun Lake. They disembark passengers there, and they can get on a ferry to go out the other lock so that you can go from the Atlantic to the Pacific and back to the Atlantic all in one day, which is hard to do in many parts of the world.
That would seem that way.
It's really a fascinating cruise, and you get to see all of the Panama Canal.
The best vacation you've ever had, and they're all over the state of Florida.
That's
Larry
right.
Jackson, how do folks reach out to you if they'd like to?
Well, the best way is to go to our website, Just Cruisin' Vieira, and that's cruising without a G, Vieira, Vieira.com. And we've got a spot up there. Send us an email.
And we'll see you next week on the Florida Roundtable here on the Florida News Network.
You've been listening to the Florida Roundtable with Bill Mick on news and public affairs presentation of the Florida News Network. The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this station management, owners, or sponsors.
For questions or concerns, contact Florida Roundtable at fnnonline.net.